It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. With Kansas City's overtime victory over the San Francisco 49ers, sportsbooks experienced what is expected to be record betting interest on the Super Bowl, according to ESPN. And in the lead-up, the American Gaming Association predicted tens of millions of Americans would place a wager. Call in with a question. Share comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Justin Arnett is Vice President of Digital Gaming for Potawatomi Casino Hotel in Milwaukee. This was the casino's first Super Bowl since its sportsbook opened last spring. Justin, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. So the CEO of the sports betting site DraftKings called the Super Bowl its biggest betting event of the year. How many people placed bets on the game at Potawatomi Casino Hotel?
Yeah, so I don't have raw numbers, but I can sort of anecdotally tell you it was extremely busy. You know, we have over 70 physical kiosks and 10 ticket writer windows, and we had a line for basically all day Saturday, all day Sunday, late into the night, Saturday night. I mean, to use those kiosks, to use our ticket writers. So, you know, we had there was a lot of interest in the community to get in and get a little action in on the game. It was a lot of fun.
Have you seen that type of reaction before?
So I've been around the block a little bit. I've been in a lot of places, but this, you know, the community here really takes the cake for interest from what I've seen. In my time in Las Vegas, it was pretty popular. It was a destination, right? People would come for the event and it was very busy, but we didn't have the scale there that we do here. I mean, with 70 kiosks in perspective is huge. Your average casino might have anywhere from 10 to 20 kiosks, maybe. That'd be a big shop. And, you know, we are dramatically more than that. And with the kind of lines that we had with that, you know, to me, it really says that there's a big sports betting demand here. There's a lot of people that live for their local teams and the sports in general and like to have a good time. And so, yeah, it just kind of confirms what I kind of expected.
I mean, you didn't start out, the casino didn't start out with 70 kiosks, though. You've seen that scale up?
Oh, absolutely. So when I came on board, there was a plan to get like 20 kiosks, and I just had, my intuition told me that wasn't going to be enough. So we, early in my time here, not long after we opened, we procured another 50-something. And frankly, you know, with the lines that we had, we could probably use more, but we're going to go a different route. We want to get more a better user experience and build a mobile app that you can use while you're on premise. You know, it'll be geo-fenced to the location what we're allowed to take bets from, which is just on property. And so I think that's going to be sort of replace the kiosks eventually when we get that built.
So how did bettors at Potawatomi fare on their Super Bowl bets?
Well, the bettors fared well. the Chiefs were a very popular team. I don't know if it's just because the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, or the whole story with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift or what.
I don't know what it was, Justin.
It all comes together, right? It was a fun story. But they were very much on the Chiefs, you know, to our chagrin, but that's okay. You know, it's in this business, you win some, you lose some. So it's a lot of fun. It was really good for the bettors. They had a good time. You know, we've been busy paying out our bets the last couple of days. So it's a lot of fun.
We're talking about how bettors wagered on Sunday Super Bowl with Justin Arnett, Vice President of Digital Gaming for Potawatomi Casino Hotel in Milwaukee. You can join in with questions and comments along the way, 800-642-1234. So the casino opened its sports betting operation last March, so nearly a year ago, and it's the only place to legally place a sports bet in Milwaukee. How much is sports betting affecting your expectations for revenue growth?
You know, casino-wide, we're still, you know, it moves the needle. You know, we won't get into numbers so much, but it's not anywhere in the same ballpark as, say, something like slots. It's not as much of a revenue generator. Historically, sports betting doesn't have Huge margins. It's just an amenity that brings a lot of interest, and it brings a new kind of better. You know, it brings your average sports fan, you get a little bit on the game, and it just makes it a little bit more exciting.
Are you seeing more desire, more appetite for prop bets, and their popularity?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I was very surprised. I was kind of digesting the numbers after the fact, and I was surprised. I was even. I knew it was gaining in popularity, but I was even surprised as to how popular our prop bets were. It was very extremely profitable. In fact, our most popular single bet wasn't historically it's going to be who's going to win the game, right? But that wasn't like the touchdown score props were our most popular bet, which kind of caught me off guard and surprised me in a good way, right? We work with a partner who has a very extensive betting menu. So we offered, I don't know, something like 800 betting options for the game. I mean, it's you kind of is almost as wild as your imagination is. We sort of had a bet for it.
What, I know out of the hundreds of different types of prop bets, like, is there anyone that caught your eye? Like, what that kind of raised an eyebrow?
No, the ones that raise my eyebrows, I kind of decline taking those in general. Offshore in the unregulated markets, you're going to see things like what color is the Gatorade? How long is the national anthem? You're going to get these sort
Under
of,
90 seconds.
what's that?
Under 90
Yeah,
seconds,
right.
right?
Yeah, exactly. So you get these things that, I don't, in a regulated market, maybe that's not as, it's maybe not appropriate to offer something like that when somebody could have access to that Gatorade or something ahead of time. Or so we like it's important to just get bets that you can have integrity in the process for how they're going to be graded and stuff. It makes for a good cooler talk, but it's maybe not appropriate for a regulated market in my opinion. So we don't offer things like that.
So let's go back into the history here. Potawatomi Hotel Casino's CEO says opening the sports book took years of work. It was years in the making. What had to happen to get sports betting ready at Potawatomi?
Yeah, so I came in somewhat late in the process, but I can tell you that so in order to expand gaming for a tribal casino, there needs to be an amendment to the compact. So there's a gaming compact between the state and the tribe that sort of delineates what games and how those games are offered and that sort of thing. So that had to be updated, negotiations between the state and the tribe. And so that happened before I came on board. So I'm sure that's what he's referring to.
Yeah. Justin Arnett with us is Vice President of Digital Gaming for Potawatomi Casino Hotel in Milwaukee, launching sports betting kiosks on the casino floor last spring. Call in with a question. You can share your comments at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The American Gaming Association predicted about one in four American adults would wager a bet in Sunday Super Bowl. We check in with Potawatomi Casino Hotel in Milwaukee about its sports book and takeaways from its first Super Bowl with sports betting kiosks. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts along the way at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Justin Arnett, who is the casino's vice president of digital gaming. Justin, state regulations restrict bettors from wagering on Wisconsin-based teams and sports events in our state without a special waiver, and the exceptions being for betting on the Bucks, the Brewers, and the Packers. What other restrictions should bettors be aware of?
You pretty much hit it. So it's any Wisconsin-based team or any event that takes place in the state of Wisconsin that are our current restrictions. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Other than that, we have a pretty good opportunity to offer a big menu other than that.
And in terms of that menu, do you see your options growing or plateauing? Where are the wagers headed and where is betting headed in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly ability to growth if new leagues come online, and that sort of thing happens all the time. For the most part, those things are relatively marginal, as you'd expect, right? It's the big popular sports are where we're going to get most of our action, and we're going to focus most of our attention and taking those bets. But if something else new comes along, and we have faith that it's run by an integrity driven organization where we have faith in the product, then we're happy to take bets on it.
Where do people watch the races or the games that they bet on through the kiosks?
So I think most people just go back to their house or maybe their local bar. I'm not sure where they're actually going to. Currently on property, we have a small viewing space where we're building a big build out sort of Vegas style sports book, and that should be done in the next few months. We're really excited about that. We'll be a A plus viewing experience when we have that, but like a 20 a 2,000 square foot video wall and over 200 seats, et cetera. It's going to be a great experience. But in
Yeah,
the meantime, I'm
what does
guessing
a
people go
Vegas
home.
style sports book look like and feel like?
That's a good question. So you're gonna have a lot of seating, you have the ability to get food, you've got a big LED video wall that we can break up into different formations of TVs. If there's only a few games on, we can have a few really large screens, or say a Saturday in October where you've got, college basketball, you've got hockey, you've got NBA, you've got everything, college football. When you maybe have 30 events, we can display all those at the same time. So, it's a little bit different from a sports bar where a lot of times you only have visibility on maybe the main games. You can visibility on three or four different screens. Good. In a sports book, if you have a parlay with, say, eight teams on it, you can sit there and see all eight games at once. It's kind of a sports fan's paradise. And so it caters to that.
And I would imagine too, it would keep your customers around longer.
Yeah, I think so. We hope so. We really want it to be sort of a hub of the sports fan. Maybe if you're not centered around drinking and you just want to, you're more into the sports and get a little action on the game. That's kind of what we want to build, a place where you can see all the games at once. That's right.
How has the kiosks and the technology infrastructure changed for the betting world?
Yeah, so it's a very fast developing, growing kind of world. When I kind of came up in Las Vegas, we basically just had to bet through a teller, and then eventually the mobile app came. The kiosk is a relatively new thing, and it comes with its own challenges of, it's anonymous, keeping track of what's coming up, going through the kiosk. So we have to keep close eye with surveillance and everything on these things, if just to be safe. But it gives the bettor, though, so many more options. The betting menus are just growing so dramatically with the technology. There's a lot of companies out there that they specialize in, say, in-play betting on certain sports, or crazy props as far as like how many yards will this guy get in the game, and it's updating as the game's going on, like if we're a running back, let's just say. But it's growing very fast, and it all makes for a better, more seamless experience for the bettor to kind of get exactly what they want.
I wonder, is it customized for the better? I mean, how will artificial intelligence impact this type of industry?
It's going in that way too, right? You're trying to There are AI products out there that are, like, especially on a mobile app, it's easier when you have familiarity with the individual user, of course, right? So it analyzes there are products out there that analyze what their past betting patterns are, and then maybe it'll try and predict and get you quicker and easier to the bet you were trying to make. It's amazing what some of these products can do with AI to really make the user flow seamless. When you have a giant menu, the downside is it can be hard to navigate. When you've got thousands of events you could to choose from, to find that event in a quickly and seamlessly and easily can be a challenge. So these AI products can in some cases, take the and you they predict where you're going and then put it up there for you so you don't have to navigate that large menu.
And that user flow experience, though, I mean, that could be quite dangerous, too, for people who are dealing with an addiction.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, anytime you have the bedding available, I suppose if you have an issue, there could be a danger with it. But we also, there are advancements in sort of responsible gaming products. So you could set limits on yourself, on screen time, if you're on the app for so long, you know, we're looking at implementing those things on the app that we're building. So we want to provide the tools for people that are having problems to be able to help themselves, or we can help them help themselves, because, you know, we recognize that there are people that have this issue and we need to be there to support that, because we certainly are not interested in preying on that. That's not good.
We're talking about sports betting at Potawatomi Casino Hotel with Justin Arnett, the casino's vice president of digital gaming. You can join in with questions and comments along the way at 800-642-1234. Justin, you mentioned October being such a great convergence of sports. And I would imagine summer tends to be a slower season for sports betting. Are you expecting a downturn in sports betting over the next few months?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, maybe not the next few months. We still have the you know, March Madness is a huge event.
Yeah.
And, you know, in totality, March Madness actually is much bigger than the Super Bowl, because you have so many games. It's a lot of fun. But, you know, you're right. It's a cyclical business. So, of course, as the demand of sports goes, the demand for sports betting goes. So the summer is typically when we encourage vacations with our staff and that sort of thing. But, you know, we have the Olympics this summer, so, and soccer, and with the advent of sort of a worldwide betting options, it's becoming less cyclical, but still the American bettor loves football and basketball. And those, as those seasons go, we go.
Will you expect some surge in betting in the Summer Olympics?
Yeah, I think, I mean, a surge relative to other summers, yes.
Okay.
But
okay.
I don't expect it to compare to NFL season, though.
Yeah. What about horse racing, the Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown later this spring? How does the casino handle, like, off-track betting?
Yeah, so we had off-track betting in the past prior to my arrival here. That we haven't brought that back yet, you know, with space being a premium. There's a lot of overhead that goes into that. We haven't done that. I am looking at options of potentially putting it on our mobile app that we're in the process of putting together. But it's a challenge on property. So I don't know how that's going to look. We don't on the sports betting platform. It's a distinct kind of betting, off-track betting. That's parimutuel wagering. And the system that we use is not congruent with that. So at this moment in time for this Kentucky Derby coming up, we're going to have to disappoint some people, I think, but maybe going forward, the next one, we can get there.
Why is there such a greater amount of overhead for off-track betting?
Because it has its own system. So you need contracts with all the TVs. You need your own technology system. So you need the betting carols and all of that. So, you know, it hasn't been a growth industry, horse betting in America. I think it does well in Europe and things, but over here, it's been on the decline a little bit, so it's a little hard for me to justify using not only the capital to build it, more so the space, right? Because we only have we have very limited trust land that we can actually offer gaming on at the casino. So it's challenging to justify devoting that space to the horse betting when it's shrinking.
Yes. So the timeline then for the launch of the mobile app, what are you gearing for?
Well, we're still a ways out. It would be great if we could get by the end of this year, you know, quarter four of 24, but we'll see. There's a lot of challenges there to bring things together. You know, of course, it's a highly regulated industry, so we have to get a lot of certifications with the state and with our gaming commission. And there's a lot of moving pieces there that aren't. It's not an overnight process. So, yeah, to be determined.
All right. Well, Justin, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for the update.
Oh, a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Justin Arnett is vice president of digital gaming for Pottawatomie Casino in Milwaukee. The National Council on Problem Gambling operates a helpline that serves as a one-stop resource connecting people seeking assistance with a gambling problem to local help. And that number is 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.